I'm looking forward to Sunday and looking forward to seeing how we're going to perform. We got some new guys playing and got some new things that we're doing, and excited to see how we're going to do. I think that's it all along. The key for us is to improve throughout the season, throughout the course of a game. Baltimore's an excellent defense. Are you going to dominate all four quarters? I don't know if anybody's ever done that against Baltimore, but hopefully you can win enough plays and be efficient enough where you can do well enough to win the football game. So I think this game can be a lot like, our season. Just, keep improving, being sound in the things that we're doing, and, trying to be on the same page.
What's the challenge of playing behind a new offensive line, especially going into week one when all five guys haven't been together in the game?
Yeah, like I said, I feel good about those guys. Those guys are going to work hard. The challenge, this week is playing against this team that we're playing against. It's an excellent defense. It's and really an excellent defensive front. These guys have played a lot of football. They play well together. Their defensive line, their linebackers, right into the secondary. So, that's everybody's challenge. It's not just the offensive line's challenge. It's quarterbacks. Receivers need to get open on time. Running backs got to be sharp in their pass protection. So, everybody's got to be doing their part if you want to have a chance against these guys.
How much does having Emmanuel healthy and back change your offense for you?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a change. I mean, I feel like that was certainly the plan all along for Emmanuel to be a part of it. I think he's, probably could have played, maybe that last game in the preseason, but, they certainly want to be smart. But Emmanuel is a guy that loves football, that, hey, get him to Sunday and and he goes out and just, plays with great enthusiasm, great passion. He loves to compete, loves to win, but and truly loves the game. So I think the one thing that will be good will be just in the huddle, whether it's in practice or in the game, is to have his energy out there, because he brings a lot more than just, his speed and route running. He brings an energy. He brings a competitive spirit that I think is kind of contagious amongst the other players on offense and really the whole team as well.
Advantage at all about how good you are as a team, or there's some games, say a home opener and a playoff game where it might
a little bit. I'm not sure. I mean, like I said, I think season openers are similar to playoff games. That there's a lot of energy, a lot of juice, and guys are pretty fresh out there and playing. Playing with a lot of speed, and the key is just being able to kind of do your job and execute. But we certainly are glad to be playing at home. We feel like the fans ought to be fresh as well and loud, and we want to use that to our advantage, because in order to beat Baltimore, everybody's got to be doing their part, and the fans are going to do their part. They always do, and it's up to the players to do their part.
Peyton, even though it's happened a lot of times, being named captain, isn't that the ultimate sign of respect when it's voted on from your teammates?
I think it's certainly an honor. It's not something that you take for granted, and you certainly we voted today, so it's kind of been a process since April, and there's a lot of new players and new coaches, and so I've always thought it's any player's, one of his first priorities is to try to earn the respect of your teammates, of your coaches. And since there are new ones every year, certainly new players, there's always some new assistant coaches. Obviously this year, quite a lot of, changes in the coaching staff. That's what you want to try to do as a player, earn their respect. And so that was a nice honor when I heard that news today.
Peyton, you took your time deciding to come back this year, and then last week during some of your DirecTV interviews, talking about planning on playing another year. I mean, so you must be feeling pretty good heading into the season.
Anytime I have to do an interview that kind of gets, a general, I'd like to just talk about just this game, if I could, but I understand when you talk to somebody for the first time and only time of the year, there's only so much you can talk about today's practice and how the third down and red zone, drill went that day. So, I think everybody, including me, feels good right now going into the season, and we want to, keep feeling good, and the best way to do that is to win. You want to win, and I think the key for us is just to keep improving, throughout the season, and whether it's me or all of our players, just keep getting better. And we want to be playing well to start the season, but we want to improve and hopefully be playing even our best football late in the season. I think it's kind of the ultimate goal, but certainly with our schedule, we got two tough games here coming up here in two games in 4 days. We need to you know, get off to a good start because we're playing two really good teams to start the season.
So Doomerville and Suggs, those are the kind of guys that keep you up at night.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, similar to our defense. I mean, those guys can you know, change a game. They can cause disruption, right? And we feel fortunate to have a couple of guys like that on our team. And so, but everybody has to do their part in order to, you know, help with those guys. It's not just, you know, it's the, you know, that exciting feature we have in our pregame program every day, that matchup. You know, I don't know who writes that, Smythe or Eric or whoever does that. But, you know, it's going to be Ty versus Suggs. And I don't see it that way. I see it as quarterback getting the ball out on time, receivers getting open on time, backs helping, tight ends helping. Everybody's got to do their part in order to help against their, you know, top pass rushers. But there's no question Suggs and Doomerville are two really good players.
Time for two more, please.
CJ's first game as an Auburn, what have you seen in terms of growth from him, especially in this offense?
Yeah, I think he has grown. I think sometimes you forget that he is a young player, but he's played a lot of football in his young career. He's been in a lot of situations, you know, been in a lot of whether it's two-minute drills or faced a lot of blitzes. He's seen a lot of defenses, and he's really a bright player. I think he has a good concept of what defenses are doing. He can see, from, you know, especially when you're back there in the shotgun, he and I are talking a lot. He kind of has an understanding of, you know, which way the defense is rotating, so he knows, you know, where the blitz might occur. So that's development right there, and that comes with experience. But he has used his playing time, his repetitions, and his, you know, young career really to his advantage, and to make him, you know, a more confident player. Just, you know, the more you know what you're doing, the more confident you are, and he's really done a good job taking advantage of those reps.
About practice. Coach Kubiak said that he would be taking all the reps here in the next couple of weeks. Happy for that after getting so much time off, you know, or here and there anyway, during camp.
Yeah, I don't know if it was so much time off, Mike. I don't really recall that. Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'm on board. Feel like I've always had a good attitude, team player, whatever they feel they want me to do. That's what I'll do. And so, you know, if it's being out there, or if it's taking, you know, a period off, or, you know, cutting down on certain reps, if that's what, you know, that's kind of part of the plan, then I'm all for that. And yeah, the key for me is when I'm in there trying to take advantage, you know, of the reps. And even when you're not in there, you know, you're still communicating, you're still talking, you participate in the walkthroughs, whatever it may be, trying to, you know, get on the same page, because we do have some changes, we do have some new players, and the more we can just keep growing as a unit, the better off we're going to be.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.